It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right.
Number five.
This is interesting. CBS News got an interview with Edward Snowden.
Very interesting.
Now works for Vladimir Putin, doesn't he? Isn't he over there?
Well, he spent some time in Russia.
Yeah.
Exiled.
Says he would like to return to the United States. Remember, he's the guy that stole the secret files and been on the run. He went through Southeast Asia and then somehow found his way up to Moscow. I don't know how that happened. How's that happen?
It happened.
Yeah. He says that he would return to the United States, but only under one condition.
I would like to return to the United States. That is the ultimate goal. But if I'm going to spend the rest of my life in prison, the one bottom line demand that we all have to agree to is that at least I get a fair trial. And that is the one thing the government has refused to guarantee because they won't provide access to what's called a public interest defense.
Public interest defense.
Right. He says he broke the law, but absolutely. But he's a whistleblower. And he released the information at the benefit of the public. So he says a trial, he'd be happy with whatever a trial of his peers determined in this case. This is what he's out talking about.
He says, really, this is about motivation.
Criminals and alleged criminals don't customarily get to decide the terms of their trial. They broke the law and they face the consequences. What makes you different?
Well, I'm not different. Again, I'm not asking for a parade. I'm not asking for a pardon. I'm not asking for a pass. What I'm asking for is a fair trial. And this is the bottom line that any American should require, right? We don't want people thrown in prison without the jury being able to decide whether what they did was right or wrong.
He's also releasing a memoir, too, so promoting at the same time.
Oh,
that's going on, too.
He's going to have a book signing with Vladimir Putin.
Number one book in all of Russia.
At the St. Petersburg borders. There's still borders in St. Petersburg. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
So strange.
The government wants to have a different kind of trial. They want to use special procedures. They want to be able to close the courtroom. They want the public not to be able to go know what's going on. And essentially, the most important fact to the government, and this is the thing we have a point of contention on, is that they do not want the jury to be able to consider the motivations, why I did what I did. Was it better for the United States? Did it benefit us or did it cause harm? They don't want the jury to consider that at all. They want the jury strictly to consider whether these actions were lawful or unlawful, not whether they were right or wrong. And I'm sorry, but that defeats the purpose of a jury trial.
Okay.
Remember, he released those NSA surveillance all the documents and the big data dump he released to journalists to explain what the NSA was doing, how they were spying on information, cell phones, etc.
I have a feeling that he's not going to be returning to the United States.
I don't think so.
Soon.
No, he's getting that trial.
Yeah. I mean, it's. It's just so obvious when what happened. Happened, and then he ended up literally in Vladimir Putin's lap, and then all of the data dumping that happened in 2016 in the aftermath of that. It seems
where it landed.
Yeah, it just seems pretty obvious to me what's going on there. All right, checking in at most importantly. Here we go.
Number four.
I have to keep saying that because can somebody tell them that they need to fix this thing? Thank you.
Things not working.
My little number thingy isn't
working. Fix the thing.
Yeah, I got my number thingy. If my number thingy isn't working, then what am I going to do? How am I going to have to do the three, the two,
the numbers?
President Trump spoke at length about potential responses to an attack on the Saudi Arabian oil facilities linked to Iran, but indicated that he was open to meeting with the country. However, he appeared to double down on the idea that he would not meet with Iran without conditions, delivering this bizarre answer on conditions after we literally have tape of him from July 30th saying, I will meet them without conditions. And then he had both Mnuchin and Pompeo last week. Remember when they were doing that press conference last week? And it's super awkward the day that John Bolton got fired.
Bolton was supposed to be there. He was in the press release or the White House release to the media earlier.
That could have been hours ago or weeks ago. I don't even remember when it was.
I know.
Time is compressed. But I know that they both said, oh, yeah, no, he's the president has already said he'll meet without conditions. So what is it?
Well, you know, there were always conditions because the conditions, if you look at it, the sanctions are not going to be taken off. So if the sanctions, that's a condition. So, you know, that's why the press misreported it. The biggest thing you can talk about are the sanctions, and the sanctions are massive. There's never been sanctions put on a country like that. And I think they have a tremendous future, but not the way they're behaving. We'll see what happens in terms of this attack.
Okay, they have a tremendous future, but not the way they're behaving. He, like, runs at you like a madman, you know, like his arms flailing. And you're like, I don't know what to look at. I'm like, his arms are flailing. He's screaming something. He's running at me. I don't know. What am I most concerned about? It was everything right there. They're going to be great, but I'm going to keep the sanctions. But the sanctions, that's why the media is wrong, because they didn't mention the sanctions were a condition. No, that's not the question. The question is, conditions. Do you need, if there are no conditions for the meeting, if they don't put conditions on you and you don't put conditions on them to have a meeting, not that that has nothing to do with what's already in place. It's further conditions.
Right.
That's what that means. He knows. I mean, I don't know if he knows what that means. I don't know what he knows. He doesn't know. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not what he said from before.
It wasn't just what journalists reported. It was what his own people, Pompeo and Mnuchin, said in that press conference, that there are no preconditions.
It's what he said.
He said it.
On July 30th.
They said it.
Yes.
Media said it. His people said it. His administration said it.
It's all right.
But it's not said.
Right.
It's not right.
Least, quite honestly, the least of my worries right now. My worries are not what he says to the press. My worries is what kind of decisions is he going to make about this? And who's he throwing in with? That's really the big thing. I think they're going to try to wait out this Israeli election to see what happens there before they do anything, because he might be dealing with a whole new government in Israel, and they may have a different take on this. So, because I don't know, because the Israelis are looking at the Saudi Arabia. I mean, if you're the Israelis, you're like, I don't know what to do with this, because you're going to throw with the Saudis who've been trying to kill you forever. Or the Iranians who have been trying to kill you forever.
Right. Who do you trust?
Right. I mean, right now, the strange bedfellows are the Saudis and the Israelis. But that is on very, 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 very thin ground. Thin ice. And ground. All right. You had three, you're two, and you're one. But first, Kim, what's happening in the news at the bottom of the hour?
While the city's making plans to crack down on e-cigarettes, we're learning more about the Kenosha man charged with making illegal cartridges. We'll have the details coming up.
Celebrate 25 years of Chicago Television's number one morning show. Watch a live two-hour special full of memorable moments on the WGN-TV Morning News. 25th anniversary special. It's all tomorrow night at 7.
Top 5 continues.
Number 3.
Okay. Pretty rough year and a half for Roseanne Barr, but she's back.
Woo, yeah.
Thank God she's back. She's going on tour with Andrew Dice Clay. Hickory dickory dack.
Oh, what a combo.
Although he was great in A Star Is Born.
Yes,
he
and
was.
Unrecognizable.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Don't bring that up. You and Kevin.
The her father, and he's so proud of her. All right, hold on.
Pull it together.
Anyway, she sat down exclusively with Daily Mail TV's Jesse Palmer and reflected on the backlash that she has faced.
I've been sober for a year and a half since I got fired. I haven't used Ambien. And my life is really, really so much better. That's a very powerful drug that does a lot of negative harm to people who use it. You've got to be real careful. It makes you do whack stuff.
What are your thoughts now on what happened almost a year and a half ago?
It was a perfect storm. Kind of a little bit too perfect. And sometimes I think, was this orchestrated?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing, asking me back, needing so badly to slam Trump and people who voted for him.
Yeah. See, it's not just the Ambien. I think that's what we learned there. Ambien doesn't help. It general Ambien plus two scotches make you want to put your head through a cockpit door.
Well,
right? That happens.
Mm-hmm. And then her tweet about Valerie Jarrett referencing the Planet of the Apes and that kind of thing was ultimately.
That was all on them. That was all on the conspiracy. I can see this is going to go well.
She says she's going to try it out a couple times. She says she doesn't think people are ready for her and that she'll put herself out there and see what happens. She and the Dice Clay.
Okay. Checking in at
number two.
Eddie Pinheiro, 52-yard field goal, winning Woo-hoo! The game.
Huge.
I mean, it means everything. I mean, I've been working my butt off. All the stuff that I've been through, the Augusta silence, the kickers getting cut left and right, and all the crazy things going on. It was a pretty cool moment to have this opportunity. And Scales freaking snapping on point, Pat's holds on point. I mean, the whole operation was clean, so.
I like this guy so much. I wanted to make that kick so badly, too.
We all did.
It's his birthday weekend, and look, the whole team, Matt Nagy says it's a huge momentum boost for this team to have that guy do that. And I'd agree.
As I said, 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 51 seconds of pretty much futility-filled football.
Then the ending was
the last nine
amazing.
Seconds of the game two of the Chicago Bears might be the momentum that they need to move forward. Because if they lost that game, they're 0-2.
Painful.
And especially if they lost on a missed kick. I mean, you got to figure, what does that do to the psyche of the team seeing your kicker actually come through in the clutch?
What? I didn't know you could make a kick in 1 second. I didn't know that was possible.
Well, it was just left on the clock. So
just hit the snap. It's you don't have to get it in before the...
Right. Once it's snapped, it's basically...
I thought he had to kick it in that 1 second.
No, you just got to get the ball
off.
Okay.
Yeah, thank God we got that extra second too, because that looked in jeopardy at one point too.
The whole thing.
Thank you, refs.
Yes.
When Eddie and all of us pray to God, we say our prayers. We can also include the refs from the NFL. Those prayers.
I just gotta say, I got an envelope over here in case you need it.
Thank Vic too. Turns out he might have played a role.
No. Don't say things
like
that.
He didn't do that.
Well, he was just talking about an envelope for me because I made a little money. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, glad. Yeah.
All right, checking in finally at
number one.
Rick Ocasek, lead singer of The Cars, has died. Born in Baltimore, raised in Cleveland, founded the group in Boston. Cars came together in 1976 with musicians Elliot Easton, Greg Hawkes, David Robinson, of course, Benjamin Orr, who had joined Rick Ocasek earlier in his career. Several of their songs became instant radio staples, including... I guess you're just what I needed, what I needed. I needed someone to... Considered to be a proto-punk band, really.
Oh.
Interesting. They took the punk concept and made it very mainstream. Basically inventing almost single-handedly inventing a new rock style. She's my best friend's girl. She's my best friend's girl. But they also had a very timeless sound that was often imitated. Cause you're all I've got tonight. You're all I've got tonight. You're all I've got. In 2018, the Cars were finally inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rick Ocasek was 75.
The top five at five.